And welcome, everybody. Glad you are with us. And we are beginning at 1. And as always, guys, we begin with a moment of silence. Thank you, everybody. I do have a revised agenda. Please note that we added a junior achievement presentation. But also note that with all our agenda items may not be considered in sequence, this agenda is subject to change. The change may include the addition or deletion of items, including executive sessions. We already have an executive session scheduled during the Commandant's report. And with that, we do have a quorum. Let's go ahead and do minutes, and then we'll do JA. So there were some changes Jim noted. He sent to me. Let me note those for you guys. I had them as well. I even brought them because I didn't think. Yes. Please note, guys, on the treasurer's report for the minutes, that the, I think it's, so yes, under the
savings account numbers, yep. $200,187.16.
Not
$200,893.39. And the checking account had right. An approximate balance of $6,100. Exact number was $6,093.74.
So note those changes. One other change was...
That's for
discussion. Oh, that's for discussion there. And then the last change down at the bottom, guys, I messed up. Next meeting would be 25 February, which is this meeting. So please make those three changes. Do I see any other changes to the minutes as presented?
I'm sorry, this is the one you sent me. Do I have the revised minutes, or
no.
Do I need another set? For?
You'll get another set with these changes that noted for publication.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Any other changes to the minutes as presented? Seeing none, do I have a motion to accept?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I got a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, passed. Thank you. All right, guys. Wonderful. All right. Where's our JA crew? And they're back.
Oh, is there a way to turn on?
The projector.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Is there a way? Sure, there is.
Do I know? That's right. Is there a way? Yes. Do we know how to do it?
No.
All right. Do you need a few moments?
Yeah.
All right. Not a problem. If you guys will stand by, we'll just kind of move through our agenda until they're ready to go. So, let me go next to item 3, public comment. I don't see anybody here. Sir, are you with?
Junior achievement.
All right, very well. Anybody else from the public who wishes to speak? Seeing none, public comment period is closed. Jim, you want to go ahead and do a treasurer's report?
Sure. The cover spreadsheet for the start of the month, the combined balances for new checking and savings accounts, $206,280.9. The activity during the month was one deposit for two people totaling $750. That was these two folks over here.
Hans, thank you.
No, Hans did not leave. That was in January.
Oh.
Not leaving in January. I did not deposit in the month of January. He'll go in February.
Okay.
Two outgoing checks from checking account, one to Leslie for reimbursement for the Christmas.
Yep.
And then Dana, $300. Dana's check did not clear by the month end, so that's the outstanding balance. On the savings account, there was $7.47 worth of interest, and the two loan payments went out the door on the 2nd of January, total of $24,948. So at the end of January, it was $189,29.37, of which $56,82.74 is in check, and then $175,246.63 is in the savings account. As a result of
Real quick, so all the USDA looks like we've broken the code, it's all working.
With the funding that came from the school, they're going and grabbing it, so that we have to worry about how to get money from the school into the board account. But the USDA going into the board account is working seamlessly.
Good. Good.
Right. As a result of last month's meeting, I have reached out to Listers, and I have two signature pages that I have Scott signed, I have signed, to be able to set up two escrow accounts for the USDA covenants. And once I get that turned into there, see where it says kid.
Yep. Sign right next to it. Yep. Got it?
And the other page here on the other one, the yellow line down the bottom.
Got it.
That way we'll have to do that set up, and I can work with Patrick from the school to try to promote and fund those escrow accounts.
Right here?
Yep. So that we become, start getting into compliance with that covenant. The other piece that's up here is, so this is a board meeting there, and you're signing down there too.
Got it. All right, hang loose, guys. We're just doing a couple pieces of paperwork here. Yep.
Right.
Cool.
So I'll get those over to WISPIS. We'll have the account set up, and I'll communicate with Patrick in terms of what the account numbers are. We'll try to figure out how to start moving funds over.
Does everybody understand why? Remember our conversation? Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. Anything else?
And that's all I got for now.
All right. So let us go back up. We're now, you guys ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, very well. You have our attention. Welcome back. What do you got?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Cadet Lance Corporal Crowley.
I'm Cadet Lance Corporal Hobie Crawford.
And I'm Cadet Lance Corporal Blake. Unfortunately, the other cadets cannot be with us at this time. Today we are here to give you guys an update on the previous board meeting and how the JA company has done with the creating of an alumni association for First State Military Academy.
To make the events and dates, to find a Delaware veteran group, to raise funds, to create additional products such as stickers, shirts, and pens, and etc. To get former alumni association alumni information to send the postcards to, and to verify our GoFundMe through the JA account.
So what we've accomplished so far in creating an alumni association is we created a design for our postcards. We ordered 500 postcards. We created and ordered 100 stickers and 100 pens. We raised $220 from our GoFundMe account, and we found a Delaware veteran group, which is the Marine Corps League.
What we still need to get accomplished is finding out the addresses for the former alumni, verifying our GoFundMe page, designing our t-shirts, and sending out the postcards if we get those addresses for the former alumni.
To add on to that, JA has asked us that we create a privacy policy for any alumni that we are recruiting so that we do not take any of their information and it is all destroyed after we are done sending their postcards out to them. And if you wanted to see that, this is here. If you want to pass it on.
Just to further that, we do have a bank account set up, which is made possible through the JA program. And that is run by Ms. Borisova, Mr. Ryan, and Mr. Collier. So all that is left for us is to take the money from the GoFundMe account and put it back into our bank account.
Can you guys address that a little bit? Tell me the actual logistics of how, if somebody deposits a check, or let's say I just walk up and hand you a check for the Alumni Association, do you know how it's going to get from one account to another account? How does that physically happen?
They probably don't know that answer. So it will be deposited with Ms. Borisova. She can deposit it right into the JA bank account that has Junior Achievement and Mr. Collier and Ms. Borisova on that account.
Okay.
And then she has full access to, if they want to spend some of that money on certain events for refreshments or other things.
I apologize. Have we met?
We have not. So I am Ryan Venderlich, the Student Enterprise Manager of Junior Achievement of Delaware.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be here during your first meeting when they made the pitch. However, I wanted to make sure I came down and saw them, give you guys an update.
Okay. All right, and then you do the JA stuff for a series of high schools regionally?
All over the state. So we have about 59 middle school JA companies, most of which run through the APO school district, all of their eighth graders, and then about 29 different JA companies like this group, all up and down the state from Del Mar all the way to Concord High School.
Okay, super. All right, very well.
So our total money spent so far has been $308 on our pens, postcards, and bumper stickers, which are in front of you if you want to take a look at that. So broken down, we've spent $119.20 on our ballpoint pens, $60.80 on our 5x7 postcards, and $128 on our bumper stickers.
We would like to thank you for letting us present in front of you guys again and supporting us through the past few weeks.
All right, I got a couple questions. The board said we're going to give you some money, and we're going to give you some money for your efforts. I think one of the caveats was that, one, you would return here, and the second was that you were going to identify a Delaware-based veterans organization, and you guys, you're going to use the Marine Corps League, is the Delaware-based. Are they a... What kind of organization are they, just as you guys understand the Marine Corps League?
I do believe that they are raising funds to help other veterans with housing and other like medical issues and things like that.
Veterans or just Marine veterans?
Well, I believe they are just Marine veterans.
Okay. Super. Tell me a little bit about the next steps as it relates to postcards and identifying... mailing the postcard to and all that sort of stuff. How far along are we on that?
Well, we plan on getting addresses from the school on people that have graduated or people that are just veterans of the school and sending out them postcards and asking them to donate $5 or higher amount in order to join, which will then go back towards the school or back towards an event and just creating more bigger of an organization.
Okay. When do you think you all might have some lists of folks and stuff like that? Particularly, we'll just talk about alumni from the school.
Well, we're waiting to get back from the school on the addresses and the information on the alumni, so whenever the school gets back to us, that's
okay.
We'll just do it right away after that.
Okay, cool.
What are you thinking? So you have event invites. Are you, so if people come to these events that you have listed, is there something you're going to like do for them? Like have us announce for them? Or like what's the, you know, obviously coming, these are all, well, the baseball games wouldn't be here. They would be someplace else. But like, is there an idea that you're going to do something with them?
That's still in the progress right now. We do have plans on doing something with that, but not currently. We don't know.
Okay. You might want to check. I know the PSO is facilitating getting some canopies. Like maybe there's something they could help you with. Like, you know, people who participate, maybe you could, you know, have a drink station or something that makes them feel more welcome at the school.
But or does it just mean you're invited? You're going to make sure that you're invited, right? Every level is invited for sure.
Every level is invited to the events that we have.
But that is a good idea.
But if that amount is the highest, I'm pretty sure that we have plans on making something special for those.
Okay. And where does so this is the physical card. I'm assuming that the stamp goes up here. Where does the address label go?
How are you going to mail this?
we could stick it the under our address.
You're gonna have to put like a sticker. There's postal regulations. You need to make sure you follow where area the post office will read things when you mail something, and it actually is this area. So if this is the area they want to return it to, you need to put this someplace else. Otherwise, this will be covered up. Because ideally, this is going to be a stamp, right?
Yeah, this.
A real stamp. So you just might want to make sure if you design something to be mailed that you work within those guidelines of the post office.
Probably an example, I'm guessing. Yeah.
I'm not sure because they spent money
on the postcard. Is this the one you've printed to be mailed? Okay. You could. The only way you could do this is get envelopes and put these in envelopes, which would be additional cost. But you could still use them in that case.
All right.
So a couple of things here. You've raised 220, is that what you remember?
Yes, sir.
And you spent 300 and some?
Yes, sir.
So you're in deficit spending right now, just like your government. Congratulations. So are you operating under like a fiscal year budget type arrangement?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what do you need to spend? What's the fiscal year? 7/1 to 6/30? Is that how you're going to operate?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you need to be spending for the rest of the fiscal year?
As much as we need for those events and like those special things for hiring.
Ballpark, is that $100? Is that $400? Is that $1,000?
We don't know that, sir, yet, but we will get back to you if we have it later for you.
Did we make a firm commitment on how much we were going to come from the board?
Yeah, I think we were either $250 or $500 bucks. So, yes, I think we were.
So I got to look at my notes. I think from your standpoint, is having some type of idea of what's going to need to be spent for the next 3.5 months. And then, ideally, you're also looking to, sophomores?
Freshmen.
All right, so you'll probably be engaged in this throughout the next 3 years, correct? More than likely. All right, so creating an annual budget as well so you can help identify what your spending levels are and also what your money fundraising pieces are to see if you're kind of in alignment. Because I would think that with this infusion here, it gets you going, but then you need to have an ongoing outline. And trust me, it doesn't get any easier.
Right. It does. It's worse, quite frankly. All right. Any other questions?
Let me add one more question. So if you guys are able to recruit the current senior class, half of them, at the lowest level, how much money will you bring in? Roughly.
We would roughly bring in $116, sir.
Okay.
Wait, that's incorrect.
There's
about
90 of them, right?
Yes, ma'am. So about 200, 240 around there, sir.
And would that put you in the black?
No, sir. That would bring us out of the black.
Correct. He meant,
the
would
red.
It put you in the black? And the answer is yes, it would. Black, positive, red, negative, or losing money. Okay.
That's all.
All right, so it sounds like we got a path forward. Going to get some money from our seniors. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, guys. So I'll tell you what. We will get you a check as soon as we can, and I'll probably send it over to you from the board. I think maybe if we can, maybe one more time, come see us before the end of the school year. You let us know when you're ready. But what we're going to want to see is some final numbers, money raised, postcard response to the postcard, right? And what you're going to do when we get back next year. So plans for the future. All right?
Yes,
wonderful. Any questions for us?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. Nicely done.
Good job.
This is good stuff, guys. Really, it's a first step, and you're doing good work. Thank you. Really. This is neat to see an alumni association and all that.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, I'll leave my information with you.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, sir. Yep. All right. Cool.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you again, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
that you want to know.
So yes, I know, Scott, I didn't, but that 200 I wrote, that's to help that.
Got it.
Yeah.
So, but we don't want to, because they're in the black.
So. Well, they will be. Not yet.
Yeah,
they
they're still be. In the red.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, good stuff. All right, guys, anything else you want to hit back on Treasurer's Report?
No.
Okay. Moving along, I think, Commandant, we are to you to finance report.
Well, do we have to make a motion to accept the Treasurer's Report subject to audit?
Thank you. We have not typically approved or... have we made motion to accept Treasurer's Report? I don't remember doing that. I only thought if we had to do something.
I was just snapping back to town council.
You were? Yeah, I've been told that if there's no action taken and you're simply receiving a report and you don't have to do anything or you're not moving money or so on and so forth, that you didn't need to take action. Is that duty or?
You can make a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Okay. Make a motion to accept the treasurer's report so we taught her.
I'm tracking. It works. Motion to accept the treasurer's report. Do I have a second? Discussion. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none. Thank you. I will make a note. All right, guys.
Step
out. Wasn't he just?
Yes, he just stepped
out. Right there. All right.
Colonel's walking in.
Cool. All right, guys. We're going to be going to the finance report. Usually, look first for look for the narrative, and then we'll go from there. All right. All right, come on. I think we are to you.
All right. Does everybody have the budget and everything?
I think so. What do you want to go off first? Narrative first? Along with the variance report? So, right, guys, we got essentially four pieces, but the first is narrative, the second is year-to-date budget, and then the third and final thing we tackle is the web report, which gets posted and all that sort of stuff.
Okay, so
to you.
So this is for January, February.
Yeah, I should say February, right?
My mistake. Oh, I think I'm still thinking of January.
Well, it's going to be March before we know it.
We have, we're 58.3% of the way through our budget. Now, I want to tell you now that we did run a little bit high this month. So I'll get to that in a second. So that everything, financial reports are all based off our preliminary budget. Of course, as you know, our current figure for state appropriations is $4,478,115. That is $78,115 over what we projected. Other state funds, of course, and our carryover last year, and all the different tech block grants, opportunity funding, and ed opportunity fund. And as a statement fund grants, total 123. Minor CAF, which was 70,196. We did use that for, that one's directly towards our interest. Local funds, 1,192,000. All this money has been received. The only local we have not received is cafeteria reimbursement and Marine Corps instructor pay. So at this point, we are 99.6 of the way through state local funds that we receive. Included in our revenue, of course, is the 646 from last year. And of course, I have talked about transportation at the last meeting.
That is not going to change. Our expenditures, just letting you know that that our federal grants, I am getting into the process now to start taking our federal money and applying it to some of our money we've been paying to the state. So we're reallocating it. And so we have one salary, two partial salaries, and instructional supplies plus tutoring, and 25% of our activity bus transportation will start coming out of federal. That will be recoded. I'm going to work on that next couple of weeks.
And that's allowable, obviously.
Absolutely.
Okay. Can you describe why maybe we weren't doing that? Was it simply just a function of applying and going through the paperwork? Or why now versus over the last couple of years?
Well, why now? Because that would be my fault. Because it took me a long time to do the consolidated grant, get the draft in, and I got the draft in, and then make all the changes and do all the things. Of course, with everything going on in school, kept kind of pushing it back.
Got it.
That was the biggest thing there. That's why it's late.
But this really only, all you're doing is reallocating and
yes.
taking some of the feds to pay for some of the state stuff, but it doesn't have an impact to the bottom line because we're using those federal dollars.
The federal will, because in our budget, federal money we have it is separated.
Yes.
So what I'm giving you on the budget is our state appropriations and local. And so the federal will come in here and take out some of that. Replenish some of that state back into our budget.
Does that give you more flexibility to use the state funds for other things?
Well, yes, and both what we want to do, we do get, when I say we get the tech block and opportunity funding and the Ed Opportunity Fund, those, of course, are also will be allocated so that, of course, we want to keep local by the end of the year. Local we have more freedom with. We want to spend all our federal and state money first.
Right.
So, yes. So that timing is just I got caught up with
it. No worries.
So, the principal or the 190 for the interest payment, and then the our paid principal of 274,532. Expenditures to date in our budget is 60.3. Of course, that's over the 58.3. Mm-hmm. It'll be a little bit higher, and that's because January had three pays. And we had a one-time payment for our SRO to the town of Clayton of $20,000. So that kind of jumped us up a little bit there. That's what Michelle and I talked about.
The one-time payment to Clayton... does that cover the rest of the year?
We already paid one in the fall.
Okay, so we're going to see that then as a routine, that in the fall and the spring, we're going to get a big invoice from the town of Clayton that we're going to write a check?
Correct.
Okay.
6 months out of crack?
Yes. It's 40 grand a year.
Okay. All right.
So then down the federal grant, this year's consolidated grant is estimated 226,682. That's what it is, actually. 36 is still remaining for fiscal year 19. All right, and we're gonna use up the rest of that 36 by November 1st, 2020. And that's where it says, federal revenues are recognized as income when we encumber them or expend them. So we're getting ready to go ahead and start doing that. Based on our updated budget, use of federal funds here, our projected outlook is 994,245.
All right. Going to the budget variance report, which is all the big numbers. So tell me, we've gotten all the district funds are in. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So the only thing we're waiting for is some Marine Corps pay.
And cafeteria money.
And cafeteria money. But cafeteria money, we know we don't get a portion of that by the end of the school year.
Right.
Let me clarify. When you talk about cafeteria money, are you talking about cafeteria money from parents and the like? You're not. You're talking
correct.
About
payments from parents and stuff like that, yes.
Well, we always write off. I mean, there's always a write-off.
Yes, we always lose money. I think right now, since the start of the school, we have already lost $20,000.
It's more than I thought.
Yes.
That's actually more than I thought.
Our lunches are double what other districts are because we don't have a kitchen.
Okay.
That's why it costs us more to serve.
Yep.
So we're asking the parents to pay a lot more than they do at the other district schools.
That 20K, is that, does that represent 20% of our parents, our families? Does it represent 10%? Is it 50%? I mean, do you have a sense of how big that problem is?